Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us today to analyze Piaggio Group first 9 months of 2016 financial results. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and by Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Manager Finance. During today's conference call, as usual, we will use the presentation you can download from our website. As usual, I remind you that we can use forward-looking statements and the results can be materially different from what we are saying, so we have to be careful. Going forward, I think that we can start the conference call, so I'm glad to hand over the call to Mr. Gabriele Galli.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. So we can go through the slides. I will start by slide number 3, which shows the market demand. The demand during this last quarter and during the first 9 months was positive in all the main markets. Starting from Europe, we had a positive demand with two different dynamics. So basically, some countries went up double-digit, especially Italy and Spain. Some other countries went up single-digit, and some of them started to increase in the second part of the year, such as France. In terms of different products, the total demand went up by 5%, with bikes going up by 9% and scooters going up by 0.5%. The situation was a bit different in US, where the demand went down, especially in scooters, going down double digit compared to last year. In Asia Pacific, the demand, apart from countries such as Indonesia, was positive. Vietnam went on high single digit, and especially the automatic scooters went down double digit. Asia ex-Vietnam went up mid-single digit in all the main markets, including Thailand, Malaysia, and Philippines. In India, the demand was positive in all the different segments. Three-wheelers went up by 15%, with PAX pushing very much at the beginning of the year and losing momentum in Q3, and cargo starting to improve in the second part of the year. Four-wheeler went up by 3% after ending flat in Q3. Scooters went up double-digit, posting a growth of around 22% year-to-date. Moving to slide number 4, we can have a look at the Piaggio results. Starting from Western country, the European performance was good. We have been increasing our market share in the scooter market by 1.5 percentage point to 25.9%, with a very successful launch of the new products, namely Liberty and Medley. The positive trend in Europe went on, with volume up single digit, mainly in Italy, which was very good, Germany, France, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. In North America, as we say before, the scooter market decrease was very important, and our total volume went down by around 20%, reflecting this worsening in the demand trend. In terms of brands, Vespa and Guzzi sales in Europe were very good and posted a robust growth. In terms of pricing, the introduction of Liberty and Medley decreased a little bit the product mix, so we had some dilution in the price effect. But in terms of margin, the performance was good. As a total result, the revenue went up mid-single digit with Italy and Germany as top market, ending up double digit. Moving to Asia Pacific, the Q3 was good. Vietnam improved in Q3 and Q4 compared to Q1, and at the end of the period is in any case a little bit negative, due to the force competitive, the strong competitive environment, especially due to the competition of Honda. All the other countries except Vietnam were good, with volumes up by around 40% in Q3, leading to positive results year to date, and showing how this market may be still a growth opportunity for the Piaggio Group. In terms of pricing, the regional price was very much in line with the previous year, also including a slightly negative Forex effect. As a total result, the revenues were a little bit higher than previous year. Moving to India, the performance in absolute terms was good, but in relative terms we lost some market shares, especially in the three four-wheeler market. This is due, as during the first 6 months, to an unfavorable product mix in the PAX segment. As we said many times, the market for PAX went down very much in the cities, where our competitors have a much higher market share than us. And so, I mean, from following this switch in the market, our market share diluted by a couple of percentage points. In terms of total volume, since the market was up, the light commercial vehicle volume, in any case, went up domestically. In total terms, it was a little bit down because of the contraction of the export market, namely in Nigeria and Sri Lanka. In terms of two-wheeler, we launched the new Aprilia SR in September. The performance of the first month was good, and as a total result, the volume of India are higher than the volume in the previous year. As you know, there was a devaluation of Indian rupee versus the previous year, and so the total net revenues were slightly down, but if we exclude Forex, the revenues are up by around 3.3%. Moving to slide number 5, we can look at the key financial of the group. We had a good cash flow generation, and also we had a good cash flow generation from working capital. As a total result, the debt is significantly below 2015 level. Starting from sales, the total turnover was up by around 29 million euros, or plus around 3%. If you exclude the negative Forex effect, it would have been plus 4.7%. The EBITDA was up by 6 million euros, plus 4.3%, excluding the Forex effect, plus 7.6%, with the ratio increasing from 13.5 to 13.7. The net profit was up by 0.2 million euro. In terms of gross margin, we had an increase of around 13 million euro, with the ratio on net sales up from 29.5 to 30.0, showing a rigorous price discipline and showing efficiency on product cost. The OPEX slightly increased by around 11 million euro, mainly reflecting higher depreciation following the higher CAPEX we had in 2011 and 2012, and also due to new initiatives and marketing expenses, such as the one related to the launch of new SR in India. In terms of financial expenses, the performance was good, thanks to all the ongoing initiatives in terms of new financing, which also allowed to strengthen the debt structure. Tax rate, which is an expectation of the tax rate at the end of the year, is a bit higher than the usual 40%. Our esteem at the moment is around 43%. The difference, in any case, is not linked to cash item, but to accounting item, namely deferred tax assets. So nothing changes by a cash flow point of view. In terms of CapEx, the total amount was 66 million euro, which is slightly below compared to previous year. This is perfectly in line with the full-year target of around 100 million euros. In terms of cash flow generation, we had a good performance. The net debt at the end of the 9 months is at 470 million euros, which is 26 million below 2015 and 29 million below December 2015. Moving to slide number six, we can have a look at the detailed number of the profit and loss. As we said before, revenues are up by 3%, 4.7% without Forex effect. Gross margin is higher by 4.5%, 5.5% without the Forex effect. The gross margin in percentage term is 0.5 percentage point higher than the previous year. The EBITDA is 5.8 million euro higher than previous year, with a ratio to net sales higher by 0.2 percentage point from 13.5% to 13.7%. The depreciation charge is higher by 3.4 million euros, leading to an EBIT higher compared to previous year by 2.4 million euro. And ratio to net sales of 5.9% versus 5.8% last year. In terms of financial expenses, we had a saving of around 0.7 million euro. The income before tax was 3.1 million euro higher than previous year, at 33.6 million euros versus 30.5. Tax were 14.5 due to the higher tax rate of 43% versus 30.5 with a tax rate of 40% last year, leading to a net income which is higher compared to last year by around 0.8 million euro with a ratio to net sales of 1.9% versus 1.8% last year. In terms of net financial position, as we said before, we ended up at 469 million point five versus 498.1, which is 28 million improvement compared to beginning of the year. Compared to last year, the cash flow generation was 28.6 million versus an absorption of 3 million last year, with a net change of 31.6 million euros. Moving to slide number six, we can have a look at the volume. So the volumes were up by 3.9%. Western country performed with a good 6.3% increase, excluding US, which went down, as we said before. The European performance would be increasing by around 8.3%. The Asia-Pacific went up by 3%. The India two-wheeler, also thanks to the introduction of a new SR Motard in September, was up by 13.1%. The commercial vehicle in Europe up by 15.3%. While the commercial vehicle in India down by 1% due to negative performance in export due to the very weak market, namely, as we said before, Nigeria and Sri Lanka, and with an increase in local sales, which posted an increase of 6,400 units or 5.6%. Moving to slide number eight, we can have a look at the net sales. The net sales were up by 2.9% to 1.031 billion versus 1.002 billion last year. Excluding the Forex, it was +4.7%. Western countries were up by 4%, excluding Forex, namely the British pound, +4.5%. Asia Pacific, +3.1%, excluding the Forex, +4.3%. India two-wheeler, +17%, would have been 23.7%, excluding the Forex. Western countries commercial vehicle, +14%. Finally, Indian commercial vehicle, -3.4%, without the Forex, would have been +1.8%. The effect of Indian rupees devaluation was of around 14 million euro negative. Moving to slide number eight, you can have a look at the sales by kind of product. Scooters were up by 4.8%, from 475 million to 498 million. Bikes were up by 1.2%. There was the introduction of WeBikes. Of course, the growth is not meaningful in absolute term. The total turnover was around 3 million euros. The commercial vehicle were a little bit down, -0.6%, all the decrease is due to the Forex effect we commented before in India. Finally, the spare parts and accessories are up by 1.4%. Moving to slide number 10, we can have a look at the EBITDA. The EBITDA moved from 135.7, 13.5%, to 141.5.
Run the slide.
With an increase coming from gross margin of around 13 million euros and an increase of cash OpEx by around 6 million euros. Moving to slide number 11, we have a look at the net result. The EBITDA was giving a positive contribution of 5.8 million. We had an increase in depreciation and amortization by 3.4 million, a positive contribution of financial expenses by 0.7 million, and an increase of taxes by around 2.2 million, out of which 1 million is due to the increase in the tax rate. Moving to slide number 12, we can see the net financial position evolution. We had an operating cash flow positive by 104 million versus 91 million last year. A significant increase by around 15%. The working capital was releasing cash by around 16.6 million versus a reduction of 0.7 million last year. CapEx were very much aligned to last year, 66 million versus 68 million euro. Change in equity and other, namely dividend and buyback, was very much aligned to last year, 26.7 million versus 26.9 million, with an overall result of 469 million euros. In the next slide, we can have a look at the single item of the balance sheet. As you can see, we had a good performance in terms of accounts receivable, down from 110 million to 92 million this year in September. The inventory were very much aligned to last year, despite higher flows of material and finished product coming from Asia, just an increase of 5 million euros. The commercial payable was aligned in terms of total now, in terms of indicators, so days payable outstanding, and the increase is reflecting the increase in turnover. Other assets and liabilities are a bit higher due to the deferral tax asset accrual end of last year. In any case, the working capital was negative by 48.6 million versus a total negative of 16.8 million euro last year. Tangible fixed and unfixed, no major movement, mostly due to the Forex effect. Financial investment and provision very much aligned as well, led to a net invested capital lower by around 43 million compared to last year in September. In terms of net debt, we already commented a reduction of 28.6 million euros versus last year, September. Equity 393 versus 410, mostly due to Forex effect. Just let me conclude with the ratio of net debt to sales, which was 1.19, in a slight improvement compared to September last year when it was 1.21.
Okay. Now we are ready to answer your questions. Thank you.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Miss Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Miss Bosio, your question, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you can hear me. I would have three questions. The first one is on the mature markets. We have seen a two-wheel European market, a strong two-wheel European market, especially for southern countries, but as for France and Germany, the situation is a little bit different. So I was wondering if you can give us some indication on the trend in France and maybe in Germany, if you have, and what kind of growth do you expect for mature markets by the end of the year? The second question is on India. I've seen that in the cargo segment, you suffered from competitive pressure. I think that the competitive pressure comes mainly from Bajaj. And I was wondering if we should expect a similar trend in 2017. Finally, I would like to know some more details for Aprilia SR in India, if you can give us some indication on the volumes. And I would say it's enough for the time being. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks to you. So basically, the market in October is still good in Europe. Of course, as you know, I mean, going to October, November, December, I mean, the market is decreasing to the seasonality. So most of the indication for the end of the year will be very much aligned to the indication we had in September. Anyhow, in France, during the month of October, we had some result up to yesterday. The market is still increasing, is around plus 11%. So as we commented many times, the market was negative during the first six months of the year. Then starting from July, August, September, it started to increase, and so it reverted the trend. In October, this trend continues. So let's cross the finger. In Spain as well, it is improving. The growth is around 16%. Again, Spain suffered very much during the last 7 years. Today, I mean, it seems that it's going to recover, but the total number is very much reduced compared to the normal number we had 5, 6 years ago. In the U.K., the market is flat. Probably it will suffer in the future because of the price increase that everybody will have to do for sure due to the devaluation of the GBP pound. At the moment, all the main manufacturers are starting to increase the price, but the market stays pretty stable. In Italy, it is increasing by around 5% in the scooters. The motorbikes are higher, around 20%. In Germany, I do not have the punctual data, but in any case, it should be improving a little bit. So let's say some low single digit. Going to your second question, of course, I mean, competitive pressure in India is very high at any level, so it is not something new. This year, it was particularly strong because Bajaj had this very significant reduction in the export volumes. All the major markets, such as Nigeria, went down, and Bajaj was having a significant portion of its turnover in this market, but also other markets for different reasons went down. And so Bajaj started to pressure very much in India in order to have some higher volume to counterbalance the reduction in the export and in order to achieve some sort of fixed cost splitting. So probably if the export market will start to grow up next year, some pressure will be lower. But in any case, we know that India is a very competitive market in any case. Going to your third question, Essar Mottard, we launched in September. So at the moment, there is some sort of good performance. People is asking more than the quantity we are able to produce. Of course, we are in a startup of production, so the ramp up is, I mean, going up month after month. During the first month, we have been selling 3,000 units, so a volume which is in line or a little bit higher than Vespa, and the trend should go on the same way absolutely in October and November. So let's say that the performance is good, and we are satisfied about it.
Okay, thank you very much. Maybe just a little follow-up about the net debt. You generated the cash from the working capital side in the third quarter, if I understood well, and you are supposed to do the same in the fourth quarter. The consensus now stands at 470, 480 million of net debt. Do you expect to beat this figure, given that it seems to me that the third quarter net debt was better than the market consensus?
So usually what happens if you look back in the years, the fourth quarter is a quarter where the debt stays pretty in line with the third quarter. So last year we had some sort of absorption, 5-10 million euros. It depends very much on what it is happening in some particular items. So one item which is very important is the refund of the VAT in India. Just this item is worth around 11-12 million euros. So I mean, it may happen 28th of December, 1st of January. But in any case, without saying that we want to improve, we think that the value of 469 million, so 470, is something which is, I mean, which we can maintain also during the fourth quarter. And so at the end of the year, we should be able to post an improvement of net financial position worth around 20 million compared to last year, when we ended up with 492. So, of course, I mean, some small variation may depend on this item, such as VAT we were commenting before. But it is something which, if it doesn't happen in December, it will happen in January. So it's something very neutral at the end of the life of Piaggio.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Renato Gargiulo from Intermonte. Mr. Gargiulo, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. My first question was about the outlook for the remaining part of the year, given that the last quarter is typically a low season period of the year. Could you please provide us an update of your guidance on sales EBITDA? Then my second question is about price mix. Should we expect a confirmation of the trend we saw in the first 9 months of the year for the last part of the year? And then my third and last question is about factoring. Could you provide us an update about the level of factoring at the end of the 9 months? Thank you.
Okay, so for the end of the year, I think, in terms of EBITDA, we are very much aligned with what consensus is saying. So we want to achieve an EBITDA higher than 170 million euros. So there may be 171, 172, but we think we can achieve absolutely 170. In terms of turnover, the turnover should be around 1.31 billion, 1.32 billion. So these are the basic number. As you know, going down, depreciation is increasing. So in order to elaborate estimate, you have to assume a depreciation which is increasing compared to last year. Financial expenses should be good compared to last year, but the saving may be around the 1 million we posted after 9 months. And as we said before, the tax rate we are expected is higher compared to last year, although this item is not cash. So we are thinking about some release of deferred tax assets. In terms of price mix, we don't see anything, different in the last quarter compared last year. Probably the only single item affecting the overall performance is the introduction of SR Motard. The introduction of SR Motard, of course, is something new for the group. The price is around 65,000 rupees. And so, of course, the increase in the volume we will have is not followed by a similar increase in net revenues. The last question is the factoring. So, again, in terms of receivable, we had a total factoring of around 80 million. And the last question on the reverse factoring, I'm talking about the amount of reverse factoring we are using in order to manage our payables. So I'm not talking about something improving the balance sheet. So the total amount of reverse factoring managed through, payable managed through reverse factoring is at 174 million, which is in between compared to last year, 147, and September, is 200 million, which is a little bit higher compared to September 15, when it was 174 million. But again, this is a technicality, so something that we manage through reverse factoring instead of having a direct payment to suppliers.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, your question, please.
Good afternoon to everybody, and thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to understand the development of the gross margin in the last quarter, because with volumes in Europe and in Southeast Asia growing, I was wondering why you have seen a sort of compression compared to the first two quarters of the year. Thank you.
Yeah, the reason is very simple. As you remember, last year in June, we had a not very fantastic net financial position. And this was because the warehouse during the previous month was very high. Last year in May and June, we decided to cut the production in order to realign the warehouse, and we cut the production by around 9,000 units. As a total result, after the first 6 months, we had an under-absorption of fixed cost, resulting in June 2015 with a lower gross margin. After 6 months, we saw the benefit coming in terms of cash flows because the reduction in warehouse really helped us in order to reduce the purchasing of component, and so the payment to supplier at the end of the years. This year was a bit different because we arrived in June, but we wanted, I mean, to make the same operation in terms of reduction of finished products, not during the months of May and June, but during the months of June and July. As a total result, we cut the production during these 2 months. During the third quarter, we had lower production, especially in Europe, compared to last year. Of course, this gave us a lower contribution in terms of gross margin because there was a lower absorption of cost. If you look at the total performance after the 9 months, which includes the cut of production last year in May, June, and the cut of production this year in July, August, the gross margin is in any case higher by 0.5 percentage points. At the end, we are not going to a reduction in gross margin, but what you saw in the third quarter was absolutely due to this different allocation of production in these months.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Prini from Kepler. Mr. Prini, your question, please.
Good afternoon. I've got two questions. The first is on the operating expenditures. You mentioned that there was an increase related to new commercial initiatives, new launch. Could you give an indication of OpEx for the last quarter of the year and for next year in 2017? The second question is on commercial vehicle on India. Do you believe that your price, the increase that you implemented on commercial vehicle contributed to your underperformance in terms of volumes on domestic market? Thank you.
Operating expenses, as we saw, increased by around 11 million. A part of this increase was due to depreciation. The depreciation was high following the increase of CapEx in 2011 and 2012. Another part, around 6.3 million euro, was due to cash OpEx, as we present in slide number 10. Out of these 6.3 million euros, we have some new initiative, namely the initiative we have in Boston for making some innovation inside of the group, and some increase in commercial expenses, especially, as we said before, in India and Asia, because there we presented the new SR Motard and the Medley. Okay, the increase is due mostly, of course, to commercial expenses and a limited part, around 1 million, to the new initiative in Boston. Going through the end of the year, you can imagine a trend very much in line with the trend we are posting after these 9 months, in the sense that the depreciation is going to be higher compared to last year. You can assume a depreciation in line with the third quarter in terms of increase to third quarter of 2015. Second question, the commercial vehicle in India performance, again, I don't think it was affected by the price increase, but it was very much affected by the switch in different mix of product in terms of market growth. As I said many times, there was a strong increase in the smallpox market, especially in the cities, and most of the growth of three-wheeler packs happened in the urban market. In this market, Bajaj is very strong, while we are much stronger in the rural market. Bajaj took full advantage of the market increase. I mean, they didn't reinforce their absolute position. It was just they followed the market, which was growing. In terms of pricing, we did more or less what the other players did, so there was not any direct impact.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so if there are no other questions, I think that we can close the call now. If you need to know something else, you can call me later or Monday too. Thank you very much for attending the conference call. Bye.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.